You're listening to SBS News.
It's a time when spending traditionally soars in the lead-up to the festive season. End-of-year sales have shoppers flocking to retail outlets across the country, but it's the purchasing practices of Australia's biggest brands that has Oxfam concerned. Chief Executive Lynn Morgane says the group's new report, titled Shopping for a Bargain, has exposed a system of poor purchasing practices that is having a profound impact on the lives of workers.
Despite having made really impressive commitments to living wages over several years now, many brands find that the actual practices on the ground aren't matching. So we have a gap. We have a gap between what the market's being told is happening and what in reality is occurring.
A report card of 10 Australian fashion retailers doing business in Bangladesh has graded clothing brand H&M the highest in meeting its publicly stated ethical commitments, with a rating of 3 out of 4. Big W, Kmart and Target Australia all rated 2.5 out of 4 by Bangladeshi factories, followed by Cotton On, Inditex and Maya with a rating of 2 out of 4. The survey results show that factories rated the Just Group and Mosaic brands as the worst performers at 1.5 out of 4. The research involved more than 150 surveys and 22 in-depth interviews. It found 8 out of 10 factories say the brands use high-pressure negotiating strategies to reduce price, including threats to switch factories. 4 out of 10 factories say they have accepted orders at a price below what it costs to produce clothes safely and ethically. And 7 out of 10 set steep production targets for workers, requiring excessive overtime to meet order demands. Oxfam CEO Lynn Morgane says more transparency is needed in business negotiations.
There needs to be change in practice. So what we're looking for is ring-fencing wages, sharing a public policy around purchasing and how those contracts are negotiated, ensuring that there aren't things occurring on the ground that would let down what consumers understand brands are working towards.
In response to the report, Big W told SBS, while we have made progress over the past 12 months, we acknowledge there is more work to do. Kmart said it's continually improving purchasing practices, working closely with suppliers to ensure delivery on living wage commitments. Maya said it requires all suppliers to adhere to Maya's ethical sourcing policy, while Mosaic Brands called the report flawed, saying it does not provide an accurate picture of how Australian retailers are operating in Bangladesh. Ethical Clothing Australia's Angela Bell says the exploitation of garment workers is also happening in Australia.
These are women primarily, often migrants, new to Australia, and English might not be their first language. So you've got a whole range of barriers, I guess, to knowing what your working rights are.
The group has launched a campaign urging so-called hidden workers or out workers to call a hotline to get information on their rights. Ms. Bell says many report extreme underpayment and long hours.
The fact that you're working at home alone in isolation also means that you're particularly vulnerable. And what we know, and I think it's common in a series of industries in Australia that rely on supply chains, is that exploitation will prevail or will be there unless it's actually checked and there's balances in place.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.